Hey, real talk on Inkwell. It's a contract generator for freelancers. You describe your project, answer 5 questions, and it spits out a professionally structured service agreement in under 60 seconds. Attorney-reviewed templates, 12 contract types, covers the stuff people actually get burned on. IP transfer, kill fees, revision limits, late payment penalties. That's the product. The person who buys this isn't a freelancer. It's the 32-year-old UX consultant who just got stiffed on a $5,000 project because her contract was a Google Doc she found in 2019 with 3 paragraphs and no kill fee. She knows she needs something real. She's just not spending $200 per engagement on a lawyer for a 2-week gig. That's the gap Inkwell is sitting in. The math isn't life-changing, but it's legible. Pricing isn't public yet since you're in early access, but land at $20 a month, convert even a fraction of freelancers who've been burned, and you can reach a few hundred paying users without a sales team. The real risk is churn. Freelancers are notoriously bad subscription customers. They buy when they're scared, cancel when the pain fades. Here's the one thing working in its favor. The page's framing is right. The problem isn't that freelancers can't find a contract template. It's that the templates they find feel flimsy, and the good ones cost $150 from an attorney every time. If Inkwell can make someone feel like their contract is legitimate enough to send to a bigger client without embarrassment, that's actually a product. The page even names the fear directly. Contracts that make enterprise clients question your legitimacy before you even start. That line is doing real work. The ugly part is category saturation. Bonsai, Honeybook, PandaDoc, and a dozen AI legal tools all have contract features now. And that attorney-reviewed templates claim is a maintenance burden you can't ignore. Laws change by state. You either keep paying lawyers to review updates, or you're making a promise you can't keep, and the promise is basically the whole product. I'd ask 3 real prospects before another hour of building. The landing page is clean, the pitch is honest, and the pain is real. But before you invest in legal review overhead and fight an SEO war against established tools, find 5 freelancers who've actually been burned and see if they'd pay monthly, not just once.